Inner memoirs about life in Florence during the latter half of the 19th century, Estella Kentfield Colton writes about a famous woman who lived in this house.
I never met a more charming woman. I will never believe her to be the character often described.
Pauline Cushman, born in 1833, was an aspiring actress who lost her first husband, a Union soldier, in the Civil War. 3 months after her husband's death, Cushman was in Kentucky, palling around with Confederate military commanders. What her new Confederate friends didn't know was that the beautiful actress had a new, very dangerous role. That of Union spy. Unfortunately, she was caught trying to steal away with Confederate battle plans hidden in her shoe. She was sentenced to death, but just 3 days before they were supposed to hang her, she was rescued by Union troops. In recognition of her bravery, she was given an honorary commission by President Abraham Lincoln. After the war, she toured the country, married Jeremiah Fryer, and settled here in Florence, where Fryer became sheriff. Like her husband, she always carried a pistol.
We know from what she went through as a spy in the Civil War that she would not hesitate an instant to carry out anything she deemed necessary.
Cushman eventually left Florence, ending up in San Francisco. She's buried there in the officers' circle of the Presidio National Cemetery.